Welcome to the Plan Simple Meals podcast. I am your host, Mia Moran. Moms have the power to change the future, one meal at a time. The Plan Simple Meals podcast is for busy moms who want to create a healthier, happier home. Listen in for informative conversations and valuable strategies to make meals healthy, meaningful, and fun. Let's do this. Hey, busy mamas, it's Mia here. Welcome to this episode of the Plan Simple Meals podcast. If you got a little notification that a podcast is available and you're like, what? It's Sunday. Why is there a podcast today? They come out on Wednesdays. It's because this week there are going to be 6 podcasts. Yes, 6 in a row starting on Sunday and going through Friday. We are doing a week about giving, a week about gift giving. And I scheduled this a long time ago because I really wanted to be able to, before you needed to buy all your Christmas gifts and think about what you were giving, I wanted to share as many things as I could around really healthy, sustainable gift giving during the year. And I had also been asked multiple times by people with products to be on the podcast, and I couldn't really figure out a way to put that all together, and this became these wonderful conversations that really make sense right now. But that being said, I am recording this 2 days after the election here in the US, and I woke up with this big knot in my throat thinking, oh no, I can't do this. Like, we can't be talking about gifts. That seems so petty the week after this big deal. And if you're on social media, you've seen that there's everything from, I feel very blessed actually, because in my Facebook feed, I feel like there's all these women who might have been sad or angry or disappointed, but who are feeling so empowered to do the next amazing thing in their life. But I have also seen lots of sightings of people unfriending people because they didn't like the way they voted. And it just, that part feels yucky and nasty. And I feel like no matter where you stand, no matter what your Facebook feed looks like, there's no better time than now to really make this time in our history as friendly and compassionate and change from the grassroots, make big changes. I feel like we have this amazing opportunity. And so with that, I was thinking that, you know what? On the other side of this election is this holiday season. And there are going to be people who go out and just sort of numb themselves, because guess what? When getting busy and buying things and eating too much, all these things that we sometimes indulge in during the holidays are all ways that we can numb ourselves. But if instead we enter this time of the year with intention and love and compassion, we might really start to make big changes in the world. And so all of a sudden, showing up and talking about gifts and the holidays felt a little bit less petty to me. And I'm really excited about this week, and I hope that you are too. So the way it's going to go down is today I have something that I want to share with you. I have come up with 6 strategies that have really helped me make December my favorite month of the year, and I want to share those with you. And then each day this week, I've interviewed different people, mostly who have products, about their product, about their lifestyle, about why they're doing what they're doing and what they believe in. And with each of their products, I came up with a list of other things that kind of go with it. So we're giving lots of ideas for actually how you might give gifts. Some of the episodes, we talk about making gifts. We cover a lot of ground. So it's not just about their products. It's really about the idea of giving and how to do that in a beautiful, great way that might help pass on this idea of healthy living. So really excited about it. I was going to make it kind of complicated, but just because I'm on this book tour and I really want this to be impactful, I'm not going to make anything complicated. Those of you who are already part of the Healthy Moms Meetup group, which you, if you're not, you can be a part of that by going to healthymomsmeetup.com and signing up there. That will put you on my email list, so you will get a couple emails this week reminding you to come chime into the conversation. And if you're already on it, you just have to go into Facebook and maybe turn on the notifications if they're off. Just remember to chime in each day, because we'll have lots of great conversations. I'll be posting lots of links to gift ideas. And I've also created PDFs so that you can actually start to make a gift-giving plan yourself throughout this process. And for those who participate, of course, I have a prize of goodies that I will announce over in the group on Sunday night. So as you probably after you're listening to this, so you can scroll down and find that in there. And as I said, you do get on my list when you go to healthymomsmeetup.com and sign up there. So that will, I will send out like two emails, because I know that if there is a flurry in the Facebook group, it can be hard to find posts. So I will pull them out in the email that I send you next week so you can know where to click. So what I'm hoping is that we start this conversation about these really intentional holidays, and we all sort of go in this together and really try to make a difference in our families and in our communities this December. So with that, I think what I want to do is go into my five strategies. Well, actually, there's six. My six strategies for how the holidays have really been transformed in my household and for me over the past 5 years. So in order to do that, though, I just want to go back a little bit to 5 years before and just paint a picture for you why I felt I needed to do these things, what I was going up against. And so here's what happened. I had already, you know, I've been doing this food thing. I had changed my food a little bit over 7 years ago. And I was feeling great. And so 5 years ago, I had already started to really help my daughter look at her allergies and her health. You know, she was 4 at the time and really suffering. And we had started to play, we were into playing with food to her full force. And I had even really started to look at my family by then. So we were all doing really well from a food perspective. And to get there, as you've heard me talk about from time to time on the podcast, I really had to not only look at the food, but all the stuff around the food. So for that first year that I was really focused on my family, I really made sure that my kids were not doing anything extra. We did not do Little League. We did not do really any extra things after school. We came home and were pretty, you know, we had fun. We played. We had play dates. But I always made sure there was time to make that healthy dinner, because at the time I wasn't a very good cook. I wasn't very comfortable in the kitchen and I couldn't just whip things together. But the healthy food was so important to me that I knew I had to make time for it. So I really cleared our schedule. At that point, I had also really cleared out our house. So I had simplified the toys. I had simplified the clothes. I had really simplified everything, because I was noticing that it takes a lot of time to clean up and do laundry and, you know, make sure we're living in this space that we want to live in, plus cook food. So I was really seeing the power in simplifying our lives at that point. But when I hit this Christmas that was about 5 years ago, I realized that I wasn't honoring all those things that I had done in our house during the holidays, because the truth was, I loved the holidays, and I was really excited because I had figured out all these healthy recipes, and we were, you know, doing that part differently. We've done this Thanksgiving for a couple years now we had done it at that point. We've been doing it for about 6 years now, or 7 years maybe even, where instead of doing the typical turkey and potatoes, or and even doing maybe a dairy-free, gluten-free version of that, what we've done is we've each picked out a food that we're really grateful for and we know is maybe not the easiest thing to make, not something we'd make on a normal day. And we figure out how to make it all together. And instead of having one meal, we sort of eat these things over the course of the day. So we've practiced making bread, we've made sushi, we've made dumplings, we've made arepas, we've made all sorts of stuff, spring rolls, like we've done the whole gamut. It's been really fun. And at first we did it sort of on our own. And then as word got out in our community, we started doing it with friends, and it's been really fun. Last year, we actually weren't even at our house. Somebody invited us to their house with a whole bunch of people who might not necessarily celebrate Thanksgiving, and we just made such great food. But that was a tangent, because what I really wanted to say was, so we had done all this. I had simplified the food, but I was so nostalgic and so loving the holidays that I would just get too much. I would want my girls to have all these great outfits, and I was going on this idea that, like, I remember not getting the outfit I want when I was little. And I have to preface that we had amazing Christmases when I was growing up, but I just think it's this thing we do. We think of what we didn't have. And I wanted it to be perfect, as I'm sure my parents wanted it to be perfect for us. And so I would find myself really thinking and listening to my kids and figuring out what they wanted and spending too much money and spending too much time, like figuring out where all these perfect things were. And then it would get to Christmas and it was too much. My kids were overwhelmed. They weren't excited. In fact, they were almost the opposite. They almost wanted more. And it was like this day where they got more than they'd ever gotten in the whole year. And so I just remember this Christmas, and I thought I had simplified, because it had been 2 years. I had done all this great stuff in our house, and I really thought I was at this point where I had it. We weren't buying plastic anymore. I was buying wooden toys, and they were more expensive, so there were less of them. And I thought I had done it just right. But then what happened that Christmas was that our babysitter decided to bring in this, like, trash bag of toys that were not what I wanted in my house. They were very plastic, lots of crafts, just not, it wasn't the things that I had wanted in my house. It was the things I had tried to get rid of. And so clearly, I hadn't communicated that very well. And then the grandparents gave stuff, and my brothers and aunts and uncles all gave stuff. And it was just like five times what I thought it would be. And I just remember finishing that Christmas and just feeling so tired. Like, I had done nothing but clean the whole time. We all got sick that Christmas. We had just done too much. We didn't say no to anything. Anytime we were invited anywhere, even if it was a 4-hour drive, we went. And it didn't fill me up. And I remember being there that New Year's Eve and just thinking, what happened? And I re also remember thinking about, on New Year's Eve, I love New Year's, by the way. I love making resolutions. I love making new plans. And I remember thinking, like, wow, if this is my resolution, I have just spent the last month getting farther and farther and farther away from that because I did all these things and I wasn't present with my kids. And I realized that I had done all these things and I hadn't enjoyed myself. And the other thing that happened to me on that Christmas was I had gone, 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 and gotten all this stuff for everybody else. And I wasn't clear that there was a few things that I wanted either done or maybe under the tree or in my stocking. I hadn't communicated that to anybody. I had just taken control. And so there wasn't really anything for me that Christmas. And it wasn't that I really expected things. It was just that I was like, oh, like, it is so fun to give, but I hadn't passed on how to give to my kids, so they weren't even in that place where they could make things and give them to mama, or and I hadn't told my husband that, like, oh, I could use a couple new pairs of underwear. Can we just get those and stuff them in? And I hadn't even thought to do it for myself. So that really got me thinking. That's what really led to these six thoughts that I'm going to share with you today that are really how I define my holidays and giving now. And it all came from that Christmas where I was like, whoa, what just happened? So here's number one. Number one is really keeping this time of year intentional. So really thinking about how I want to feel. And the funny thing is I thought at first, when I first did this, that I would always want to feel the same every year. Right. So that first year I did this, what I actually really wanted was sort of calm and simplicity. I didn't want loudness. I didn't want lots of stuff. I just really wanted it to feel simple and calm so that I really could feel like I could be present. And so that was awesome. And then the next year, I remember really wanting to connect. That year that was calm and simple ended up being calm and simple, which also meant that we didn't see as many friends as maybe I had thought we might see or wanted to see. And so the second year, I realized what I really wanted was, of course, still to keep it simple, but I also really wanted to connect with people. And so that became sort of my going word. And instead of going to parties or having parties or whatever, we would sort of invite one person over at a time. And so that kept it simple and kept us connecting. And then the third year that I did this, I actually broke my wrist at Thanksgiving and had to get surgery. And so I was literally in pain and in bed on Christmas and couldn't do anything. And so that was really my year where the word was just surrender, because I couldn't even do the simple things I wanted to do. And I couldn't even always, you know, connect to the extent I wanted to, because I really needed to take care of myself and get in bed. So it really does change from year to year. And so really tuning into what you want this year, how you want your holiday to feel. And by the way, at the end of this, I'm going to tell you that there's going to be some stuff that we go much deeper into during this week and give you tons of ideas. And there's some stuff that we won't. But on Black Friday, I'm going to do a 2-hour workshop, a virtual workshop. It's online. It's going to be free, actually. And it's going to be 2 hours. And I hate the word workshop because that makes it sound hard. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun shop. But we're going to get organized around ourselves and our intentions and how we're going to hold everything that we're learning and putting out there during the holidays. It's going to be sort of like a planning session. And I'm going to be on there talking you guys through all these worksheets that I've created and calendars I've created so that you really succeed at this holiday season. And it's something that I do this exercise every Black Friday myself. And I usually share it with my tribe, but I usually share it too late. So this year I'm going to do it live with you guys on Black Friday, and we're all going to feel super empowered this holiday season. So, and this is a big part of it, figuring out what intention you want to set and how you're going to hold that through the holiday season. So, and I have lots of resources for that as well. So it's going to be really fun. But that's number one. And number two, and by the way, I don't feel like there's an order to these. These are just six ideas, all of which are important to me, not necessarily in this order at all, but that really are important in me cultivating the December that leads to that New Year's Day that I'm proud of and happy and present during. Okay, so number two is ask for what you want. Sounds simple, right? But it's really what threw me that one year. And so this has a couple of layers, though. Sounds kind of selfish at first, ask for what you want, because I definitely want you to ask for what you want for yourself. And this doesn't necessarily only mean Christmas presents, but please do include that. So it's kind of like, what do you want from this season? What do you want from family members? Not necessarily only things, but also time commitments and energy. You know, what are you asking from your kids during this time of year? So what is it that you want? Like, really be clear about that. And there's a lot of tools that I have and will be dishing out this week and during that Black Friday workshop to help you get that. You know, simple things like a gratitude tree or an advent calendar. That's one of the things we're going to do together during that workshop. So asking for what you want, being clear about that, and doing the same for those around you. So helping your kids really ask for what they want. And that doesn't necessarily mean giving them exactly what they want. So, right, kids are going to make this list. Like my kids this year, one of them made a list of wanting a computer and a phone and a whatever. And we've lived this life that's pretty tech-free on the kid end. I mean, obviously my husband and I both are, I, you know, my business is online and he's a CTO. So he is always, we're both very much on technology, but it's, we kind of consider it like drinking wine. And we didn't feel like our kids needed that right away. So no, we are not, that's not what's going to happen this Christmas. But I still feel like it's a good exercise to really get people thinking about what, get our kids thinking about what it is that they want. And what I find is that kids do sometimes start with things, but we can sort of push them and guide them outside of that so that they're really thinking maybe about what they want for a meal or from an experience. You know, on the road, we're having a lot of experiences. And what I'm finding is that because we're changing up so much, my kids don't feel the rhythm that they're so used to and love. And so we do this a lot, actually, of just checking in and asking, like, what do you want out of this day? You know, we're going to Universal Studios. What do you want to get out of it? Is it that you only want fun rides? Are you really hoping that we're going to buy you something? Because actually, in that case, I might explain that we're not from the beginning of the day instead of stringing them along all day or not getting that out of them and not understanding why they're grumpy. I might guide them to say, like, why don't you see if out of this day you can figure out if you can learn 10 things about how movies are made. So really getting kids to think about what it is they want out of this time together. Because the truth is that during December, if your kids are in school, you've got them home more than usual, right? So that we're all together for a lot more time. So really getting clear, asking what you want. And we're going to have fun with this actually in the Facebook group all week, because I do believe that if we're getting into the thing, that the holidays are a great time to really ask for what you want if your family gives gifts. So instead of getting, you know, I don't know, $10, $20 sweaters or shirts, you know, maybe everybody could go in and get you that Vitamix you've always wanted, or, you know, some kitchen gadget you've always wanted. And I know it's like, but what if we really want that shirt? But if we're really thinking about our healthy life and you really wanted something for a long time, then that's just something to consider. Maybe it's an online class you've always wanted to take, something you've always wanted to learn, or books that you've never invested in. There's lots of different things that can lead to this healthy life, or a spa, or yoga classes, or a gym membership. So many things. And I know that you might say, but I really want that new sweater that's only out right now. But maybe that's not as important to the overall picture of your health as, you know, the things that might be. And so we're going to get really clear on that and come up with how you can ask for that. And sometimes it's as simple as giving yourself a present. And sometimes it's more about helping the family at large really focus and not give you tons of little things. That was actually something really powerful I did within my family of origin. So my parents and I have three brothers, that we, for the past longer than 7 years actually, have drawn out of a hat at around Thanksgiving. And we just give one big gift to one sibling or parent instead of all going out and trying to find that $30 or $40 gift for each person. And it's been way better. Like, people are actually getting things that they can use and really, you know, really want. So, you know, whether it be a winter coat, or my husband actually got our Cuisinart 1 year, which was so helpful. So those kinds of things. So really asking for what you want and making sure you're doing the same for other people, and realizing that it's not only about things, it's also about time, right? So asking for the things you want around time too. And so the third principle or idea is to take care of yourself, right? This is something that we can very often let go of as busy moms during the holiday season, because it's either like, what right do we have to take care of ourselves when there's so much to get done, or it just doesn't seem like the right thing to do, or we are good at taking care of ourselves, but then all of a sudden the kids are home for vacation and we don't have the infrastructure we need to take care of ourselves. But if we're not taking care of ourselves during this time, we won't have anything to give. We don't really have that energy to give. We won't be able to gracefully give gifts to our loved ones. We won't be really fully there on Christmas Day or Hanukkah Day or New Year's, whatever it is that you're celebrating during that time. So taking care of ourselves is big during this time. And this is a lot of things. So like one of the big things that we get thrown off on during the holidays, there's a couple of them. Sometimes we drink more than we normally drink alcohol. And I'm not saying alcohol is, well, for some of us it's bad, for some of us maybe it's okay, but it's definitely dehydrating. So one thing that we can do in the holidays to take better kids care of ourselves is to make sure we're hydrating on top of having fun alcoholic beverages at parties, right? So maybe one for one. You have a drink, you drink a glass of water. Another thing that we often do is we stay out later than we normally do. So we're tired or there's more going on, so we stay up late to get other stuff done, like house stuff or work stuff. So we're more tired. We're not getting enough sleep. So really paying attention to sleep, which, you can see how all this is related, right? Is related to all the activities we're doing. So getting sleep. And then food is a huge one, right? The Christmas cookies. Who doesn't want a Christmas cookie? But really tuning in and being mindful to what it is that our body needs to take care of ourselves is really big. And that doesn't necessarily mean that you can never have a cookie, but it does mean that maybe you don't need 20. It means that if you aren't doing gluten, maybe that doesn't mean you need to break it during Christmas. You can find other ways. And if you're really feeling good right now about your health and it's because you've thought about sugar and gluten and dairy, then find ways during the Christmas season to support that because there's so many great things that don't have to be unhealthy that can happen food-wise during the Christmas time too. So really taking care of ourselves. And then another thing that happens that sometimes takes us out of taking care of ourselves is that we're with people in closer quarters, spending more time with them than we normally do. So whether this be our parents or our family at large, and we're more in that care mode than we are, caring for other mode than we are for than taking care of ourselves. And it's almost like as moms, we're the givers, but we're not very good receivers. So really focusing on, receiving help from those people that are around, asking for help from those people that are around, and giving yourself a little space if you need to. And sometimes that's as simple as just shutting the door in the bathroom and going in and taking the deepest breath with your eyes closed that you can, maybe five, just for a couple seconds, and then returning to the room, a little bit in a little bit better of a form than you were when you left. But not becoming the martyr in these situations. So that's idea number three, taking care of yourself. And that can definitely become part of the giving, right? Because I feel like if you celebrate Christmas or Hanukkah, that usually happens, or, well, Christmas happens, toward the end of December. But in terms of the vacation time, it usually goes in over the New Year. So whether it be Hanukkah or Christmas, you can definitely ask for things that help you take care of yourself in an even bigger way, right? Like massages and pedicures and, whatever that looks like, a gift, a certificate to a juice place or whatever it is. But there's many things that we might be wanting and not have given ourselves that we could ask that would we could take better care of ourselves. So the idea number four is don't let the way that things are, and I have this in quotes, supposed to be, get in the way of your health goals. So the holidays are a time when either, I mean, we can get it from so many sources. A lot of times we just continue whatever we knew from when we were young, and it may or may not serve us at this point in our lives. It may or may not serve our children in this day and age. So really tuning into that and figuring out how you really want your holidays to be is step one. But even after you've done this is what I found at least, it's not always easy to do that sort of guilt-free, to let go of the way it used to be and know that what you're doing is equally, if not better, for your family than the things that you're letting go of. So step one is really to figure out how you want it to look. And, you know, 1 year for us, that was really surrounding ourselves by friends and letting go of the fact that we couldn't make the four-hour drive to go be with all adults when we had three little kids who were going to pull down the Christmas tree. We just needed to be with, you know, young parents who were having to go to bed at 8 p.m. and not feeling left out that everybody was staying up till 1 in the morning having fun. And then our kids being the one to wake up at the crack of dawn on Christmas Day and everybody else wanting to sleep in. So we needed to let go of that 1 year. And I remember feeling awful, but then really needing to let go of that because we were doing what was great for our family. So that's really important because it's hard to make room for the new way, even if the new way doesn't include as many things, if we can't let go of the old way. So number four is don't let the way things are supposed to be get in the way of your health goals. Because a lot of times we do have to reinvent, especially things like holidays, if healthy living really is our top priority. And number five is to pass on the health. So you guys have been spending all this time, if you're a frequent listener here, you're in this, you're in this game of living this healthy lifestyle. And now you have this great opportunity to pass it on in a non-judgy, you know, non-pressure way of just literally passing on things that you have loved. And people are picking up on you right now. They're picking up on the fact that maybe your skin is glowing. Maybe you've lost 5 pounds. Maybe you have more energy than ever. Maybe you're just happier. Maybe things are feeling easier. And everyone around you picks up on that, even though they can't put their finger on it. So then all of a sudden when they get this cookbook from you, or they get this set of kitchen tools, or they get something that's handmade, homemade from you, it's just a new way. It's like a new way for them to take in and see what it is that you're up to. And it's a great way to really spread this grassroots movement, because this is not coming from above anytime soon. Like, the only way that we're going to really pave the way for a healthier, happier future for our kids is to all be in this together, like on the ground. So passing on gifts is a great way to do this. And hopefully this week's episodes will really, really inspire you around that. And so then idea number six is sort of the biggest idea of all. It's a little bit more complex, so I'll go into that. But it is really simplifying. Really letting go of the stuff part of it. Letting go of the needing to be everywhere part of it. And I guess that number four, not letting the way things are supposed to be, I guess that's kind of related to it. But this is really about, you know, creating this intentional, happy holiday that there's enough space in there that you can show up, that you can do the things that really matter to you. So maybe that's, you know, snuggling up on the couch in front of a fire with your whole family. Maybe it's having an extra date night with your husband that you don't usually have time for. Maybe it's really spending more conversation time with your kids. And the holiday season, especially since we're on vacation for part of it, is such a good opportunity for this. But sometimes all those things we need to do and all the things that we feel we need to buy and, you know, give, get in the way of those things, those moments that are so special and so remembered. So here's the gift-giving, I guess, philosophy. Is that the right word? No. What I was inspired to do a couple years back, and we touch on this actually in two of the interviews this week, because one of the people I interviewed actually was quite taken by a discussion I apparently started 7 years ago when I first started this. She was in one of my kids' classes, and so she's been doing it ever since. And another one, we were simply talking about it. But And a lot of this came, I think it might be in the book, I can't remember, but it definitely came from conversations around the book Simplicity Parenting by Kim John Payne. So I have interviewed him on the podcast. If you want to go back and listen to that episode, it's not about Christmas, but it's a very thoughtful episode on simplifying. And if you haven't read that book, I highly recommend it. It might just be part of the giveaway anyway that is happening this holiday season, but I would definitely get your hands on it because it's a great one. And after reading that book and simplifying our food, I really felt called to not have so much under the tree. I was really feeling like everything, there was so much that by the end, it wasn't only that I wasn't feeling good enough by the end of the holiday, it was like nobody was feeling good by the end of the holiday. Everybody was feeling in lack. And I couldn't understand why my kids would get so much stuff and feel in lack. It just made no sense to me. So the next year is when I did this experiment. And I decided that we would just simply have five gifts. And it wouldn't just, they wouldn't be from me. Like I was spreading these five gifts out. So they would have something wanted, something needed, something to wear, something to read, and something made. And it was this amazing thing that happened because in the making part, I kind of had to do that with them a little bit around, and I found myself wanting to spread that. And I am a trained designer. I did go to art school, but I'm not crafty. That's not my thing. I can get there, but I'm not naturally crafty. And there's sometimes that actually annoys me. But I found that as I started really getting into what can I make for my children this year, like what can we make them that would be really special? I just found the energy shifted because all of a sudden time was different. I couldn't just go out and get it and it be there. I couldn't, I it just, I needed to get centered to get into this place to even know what to make them and then to make it. And I couldn't do that all while they were sleeping. So I would do it with one child, you know, while I was doing something for another child. And what I found is that then they got into making. And it was this wonderful thing that then they felt really empowered to give gifts and make gifts. And it was an energy, it's an energy that you have to experience. And I'm hoping that some of the podcast interviews this week, especially the one with Jessica, will really inspire you guys. Actually, and the one with Carrie will really inspire you guys to get into this realm of making. So that's one thing. The book was a simple thing, and instead of, you know, I remember the first year of doing this, going to the bookstore and being like, oh, everything's on sale. I could get 10 books. But no, it was really important that it was one special book or one special series of books. I think maybe one year I did, but really one book. And then one outfit, not 10 outfits, but that one outfit, that one thing that she really needed. And then, you know, and I just use the word needed, but you know, the outfit, usually it's something that's kind of needed, but something needed could be clothes, but it's been sheets, it's been containers, it's been things that they might need for school, but or boots, you know, but something practical or ice skates, which are fun, but like, you know, you might, they actually ice skated after school. So one year everybody got ice skates. But just the concept that what you get isn't always extra. And you're going to hear about a lot of things this week that are sort of more practical. And I love that, like, a lunchbox could be a gift, or, you know, new cool snack containers could be a gift because these are all things that we need to live this healthy lifestyle where we can get out in the cold weather and eat good food. But we think of these things as extra. And when we think of them as extra, then we're spending extra money and extra time getting these things when they could just be part of that package. So I loved that part. And then of course, kids are writing their lists to Santa and, you know, thinking about what they want for Christmas. You know, My kids always write a list actually right after Christmas for the next Christmas, and then start thinking about it again at the end of the summer for some reason. So there are these times when kids are thinking about this, and I love that. I think that's a good practice that we, I definitely felt like I was lacking being able to ask for what I wanted. So I want them to be able to ask for what they want. Obviously, they don't always get exactly that, but actually, when it's not, a $1,000 computer, or when it makes sense, I do try to get it because I like honoring that it's what they want. So that, my friends, is what I have to say about gift giving and the six things that have really kept me centered. So what I hope this week does for you is it gives you, first of all, I'm giving you this PDF so you can start thinking through what you actually need to get done between now and Christmas. I know it's a little early, well, at least it would be for me, but it's really helpful to sort of be done by the time the kids are out of school so you can really zero in on them. And one of the things that happens in simplifying is you need a little time to take it in and get everybody around you on board. So this might be like a 2 year, 3 year plan, but starting to think about it now will really give you the pieces that you need, and the support you need, because we're going to have this whole group of people going through this together, to really start to create this holiday season that's, nurturing and nourishing. And just exactly however, whatever the intention is that you're setting for this time. So there'll be a lot about those things and about the plan that we're going to make this week. And then I definitely want you to save that date for Black Friday, which is the day after Thanksgiving, the day after our Thanksgiving. So if you're not in the US, it's the like 20. 4th, 25th. I don't, sorry. You have to look at a calendar because I don't have one. I haven't pulled one up right in front of me. But that Friday after Thanksgiving, you know what? I'm going to look it up while I'm recording on the thing. So there's going to be an awkward pause. But it is the 25th of November, is Black Friday. And it is going to be at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, which is 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's going to be 2 hours long, which I know sounds long, but it's going to be long enough for you to do all the work while we're doing it. So there's actually going to be times when I like play music. So we're actually doing the work and getting it done. So by the time December hits, you're on it. You're so on it. And after this week, my entire content plan is to just give so much inspiration for different ways for self-care. So we're going to make this plan by Black Friday, and then we're going to focus on taking care of ourselves. And you guys, by the time 2017 hits, no one's going to even understand how we're so healthy and happy and ahead of the game, because they might feel depleted around us, but don't let that happen to anyone you love, any mamas you love. Just tell them, do this work with them because it's fun. All right, so that's what I have to say. I hope everyone has time to tune in over the course of this week. I will definitely in the Facebook group. So again, if you have forgotten that, the Facebook group is healthymomsmeetup.com. If you go sign up there, you will get the link. If you just also go into Facebook and do Healthy Moms Meetup, you'll get it, and we'll approve you once you ask to join, but you won't get the emails unless you sign up at healthymomsmeetup.com. And in there, I will be giving all these PDFs out throughout the week. We'll be having lots of great conversations. I'll be noticing who is participating because there will be a prize awarded at the end for those who are really participating. And then I will also be sharing links throughout it. So we are going to be talking about some things like, I mentioned, I think in this episode, the Vitamix. That's like one of my favorite things if you don't have one to have to just create this healthy lifestyle. So I'll be sharing some links like that, where actually Plan Simple Meals is a partner with them, and we do get some affiliate income from that, and that really helps us create all this free content for you and put out this podcast. So I really appreciate when It's those links that you're clicking on. There are definitely other things like the people who we've interviewed on this podcast where we don't necessarily financially benefit, but I love benefiting as many moms as possible and really passing on this gift of health. So that's what that's going to look like. And I hope that you all tune in and enjoy it. So I think that brings us to the end of this episode, you guys. If you have time, please go onto iTunes and rate and review the podcast. It really makes a big difference how many people do that to our ratings, and it allows us to keep showing up every week. And the only last thing I have to say is, I forgot this part, but two of the interviews this week we had to do on a phone line instead of Skype, and I can't explain why, but Skype is this amazing sound and a phone line not so much, so I apologize for that, but it's amazing content, so I hope that you tune in. One of the interviews this week is a woman who has a business where you can buy kits of how to make gluten-free, dairy-free sourdough bread, or you can actually buy the bread. Or she has a cookbook of how to do it yourself. So she has like every level. And bread is like this funny thing that I have never really embraced and am so excited. Like, this is my gift of the year, is giving everyone these kits. I'm so excited about it. So you'll get lots of those kinds of things this week. So have a fabulous Sunday evening. We're going to go full force into this holiday season, and we are going to make this just the happiest one we can for our kids. So grateful, so loving, and that is what is going to eventually change our worlds. Have a great day, you guys. Bye for now. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Plan Simple Meals podcast. If you like what you heard, the biggest compliment you can give us is to share Plan Simple Meals with a friend and subscribe, rate, and review our podcast at iTunes. I absolutely love sharing simple solutions to help busy families eat clean and live well. Visit healthymomsmeetup.com and come join in on the fun. In our free group, you can chat with me and other health-seeking moms, get new recipes and tips, and never be at a loss in the kitchen again. Come join the fun at healthymomsmeetup.com. I cannot wait to meet you there.